burden the Lord had put on my heart to share with us this morning is on the blessings of obedience. I'd like to begin over in the book of 2 Kings in the 5th chapter with a very familiar story to many of you. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, the story of Naaman. Beginning with verse 1, it says, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. So here we have this man that was a mighty man. He was probably wealthy, I would imagine. He was exalted. He was someone that probably had name recognition. And he had a lot of things going for him, but he was a leper. He had a problem. He had a great need. And we find that the little servant girl, the little maid, remember, told him that he could be healed, that there was a prophet that could heal him, and that there was a God that could make him recover of his leprosy. And so he sent a servant to the prophet and told him, he sent a letter to the king actually, said, wanted to be healed. So how do we go about this? I'd like to just to save some time. It said Naaman in verse 9 came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times and thy flesh shall come again to thee and thou shalt be clean. In other words, this man had a great need. Leprosy was something that ostracized you from society. Leprosy was something that caused you to be, you were unclean and you could not be around other people. And he didn't have a lot of quality of life. And so we find here that in his desire to be healed, he went to the prophet of God. And the prophet told him what to do. If you want to be healed of leprosy, this is how you do it. Have you ever had someone ask you a question and get upset at your answer? Y'all ever been there? Someone ask a question and not like your answer? And you're mentally you're sitting there thinking, if you don't know, want to know the answer, don't ask me the question. But here he came to the prophet and he asked, what do I do? And the prophet gave him an answer. He said, go and wash in the Jordan River. Now this wasn't like going and getting in the pool. This was like going to the Cimarron River. And those of you who know the Cimarron River, it's muddy, it's dirty, and white, and I know some of y'all may do stuff in the Cimarron, but it's not real attractive to me to get in the Cimarron River. Because it's dirt, it's a filthy river. And so here he told him, you want to be cleansed of your leprosy, go to the Jordan River and wash 7 times. There were cleaner rivers that he could have gone to. But he told him one of the dirtiest places to go to wash. And it said Naaman was wroth. He was angry. He was upset. Why tell me? I'm a great man. Do you know who I am? And you told me to go wash in the Cimarron. In the Jordan River, so to speak. And Naaman was wroth and went away and behold, I thought, and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. In other words, the prophet didn't even come out. He just sent a messenger, and I thought that there would kind of be this spiritual thing going on, that he could just put his hand on me and pray this mighty prayer, and I would be cleansed from my leprosy. But instead, he just sent a servant and said, go wash in the dirty river 7 times. Well, you read on, the servant came. In verse 13, the servants came and spoke to him, and he said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean? In other words, if it was something wonderful or great, wouldn't have you done it? So just do what he told you to do. So Naaman went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And y'all remember what happened? He was made whole, wasn't he? It said his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Thinking this morning about obedience, Do you know that obedience has almost a negative connotation? Children, when you think about obedience, does it kind of bring negative things to mind? Obedience. I don't think we need to stop with the children. There's something about the word obedience in our society that almost has a negative connotation. But I would this morning that we can understand obedience is not a negative thing. Obedience, it is a privilege this morning to obey God. It is a privilege this morning to do what the Lord asked us to do. When Naaman, he did not understand it all. Saints, there are going to be times that you don't understand all of the reasons why God tells you to do what He does. There's going to be some times you may not understand why the Bible teaches something. But if the Scripture teaches it, if you will obey with a heart of love to God, you will find there are blessings in obedience. But too many times the enemy tries to make us think that obedience, I have to give up my way. I have to give up my way to obey the Lord. But who are we obeying if we don't obey the Lord? Do you remember Adam and Eve? The Lord gave them instruction in the garden and He said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that. But then the devil came along tempting them, and they ended up listening to the enemy. Who were they obeying? They were obeying the devil. So here's Adam and Eve. Put it in our generation, I'm going to be my own man. Have you ever heard that? I'm going to be my own man. I'm not going to succumb to what saints want me to do or what the Bible says. I'm my own person. But do you recognize we are all obeying or succumbing to some influence or another? So then we have a choice this morning. Am I going to obey God in a way that is going to prosper me? Or am I going to listen to the enemy and obey him? So we have a choice this morning. Who are we going to obey? When the Lord comes and talks to us, and I'm thankful He does, and He says, this is the way. I want to encourage us to walk in the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is good this morning. The way of the Lord is right. And you children and young people know this. You will have no better life than if you will obey the Lord. And when it is the enemy that makes you think that you can go out to the world and live in sin and you can have the pleasure and fun out there, there is a high cost to sin. But you will find that when you really give your heart to Jesus Christ, there is blessing in doing what the Bible says. There's a song we sing, Oh the Glory. It says we do just what we want to. We go where'er we please. And that is what we're doing here today. There is glory in obedience this morning. But it's miserable to be trying to fit in with holy people and not have your heart right. Because now you just want people to think something of you, but your heart's going after the world and you're trying to have some of both. Folks, that's a miserable way to live. And many times the enemy says, see, you're not being blessed. You're trying to be a good person and you're doing some things right. No, when we give our whole heart to God in obedience is where we find the blessing. There are not very many blessings, saints, in half-hearted obedience. But when we will follow the Lord and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. It's going to be hard on the flesh sometimes. It's going to be some things the Lord's going to require of you to sell everything that you have or we cannot be His disciple. But when you sell everything that you have and resign your life into God's hand, you will find it is a blessed life. The Scripture says, taste and see that what? That the Lord is good. Try it. See what happens. And if there have been areas of your life that maybe you haven't been as obedient to the Lord, don't see obedience as a bad word. Obedience is the way to the Lord is a good thing. By definition, obedience means to follow or to comply with the commands, orders, or instruction of a superior. Say, so, well, I'm superior, that makes people's hackles go up too sometimes. Folks, we're going to listen to one superior or another. There is a spiritual battle that we are in. The forces of good and evil. God against the enemy, and we have a choice who we're going to listen to, but we're going to end up obeying one or the other. I would much rather choose God. I would much rather go God's way. Many times, though, people say, I want my way. But do you realize this morning that the Scripture says the wages of sin or the result of sin is what? It's death. But the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God, there's blessings and obedience this morning. And I know that there are struggles that all of us have. We all have our Gethsemanes. We all have the places in our life that it's, Lord, I know You're calling for this in my life, but I don't want to give it up. But at the end of the prayer, it's, Lord, but not my will, but Thy will be done. When we come to that place, we will find the blessings. When Jesus came to the place that He submitted His will to God, it's when the angels came and they ministered to Him. But do you know this morning, He still died on the cross. And you're going to have a cross. You know, we can paint a pretty picture and say, if you'll follow the Lord, everybody's going to treat you right. You're going to have money in the bank and you'll never be sick. And there are some churches that you can go to this morning that will tell you that. But that's not true. You're going to have life to face. There's going to be some heartache in life. There's some grief in life. This sin around us affects us, even when we serve the Lord. But I would rather go through the heartaches of life with the Lord than without Him. And I will find that without the cross, if Jesus had not gone to the cross, do you know there would have been no resurrection? If you want a resurrection this morning, if you want the blessings of God and you want that newness and that freshness, it's going to come by way of the cross. It's going to come by way of obedience to the Lord. But look beyond the cross and know that there's a resurrection. I don't know what everybody's struggles are this morning, but the Lord very forcibly gave me this message for us this Sunday. I don't know what you might be struggling with, but remember this. When you say yes to God, He has a blessing to give to you. And when the devil comes and makes the cross look too hard, know that the resurrection is going to be wonderful when you can finally say yes to the Lord. It's going to be worth it. There has never been a cross that the Lord has called me to bear, but that He hasn't been there to well repay me for the cross. Our way is not going to be the way of the greatest blessings in life. The way of every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But folks, God has a better way. His ways are not our ways. And some we can sit around and talk about all the controversial issues that have split churches, and we can talk about all those things. But folks, at the end of the day, I am not accountable to anybody else except to God Himself. He is going to be my judge, and I am not willing to miss heaven this morning over what someone says. It doesn't matter. If the Word of God says it, then I know that's God's Word. So my prayer is, Lord, help me to obey You. Lord, give me the strength and the grace to say yes to You. And when we do that, there are blessings. Oh, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich this morning. They make rich. They will encourage and strengthen. You'll find peace. You'll find a place of victory. But God, the Scripture teaches us that my ways are not Your ways, saith the Lord, neither my thoughts Your thoughts. So when we have these discussions, you say, well, I think, what does what I think really have to do with it? What is God's way? What does the Bible say? Too many times people get caught up in their own thinking. And then it's just like, well, what does the Bible say to do? Some say, well, in this situation, do this. And someone else says, do that. But what if we just came back and say, what does the Bible say? Then, Lord, would You help me to obey? You know that God has a blessing? So if you're struggling this morning, know that we all have our struggles. We all have our struggles, saints. But if you're struggling this morning with God's way, remember, obedience is a blessing. Obedience brings the blessing. And Joshua, I remember over in the book of Deuteronomy, do you remember when Joshua stood before the children of Israel and he said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. In other words, make a choice. What are you going to obey? He said a blessing, and this is found in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 27. He said a blessing if you obey the commandment. of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord. Folks, we're faced with choices this morning. Are we going to choose God? Are we going to obey Him? Or are we going to go another direction? There are blessings if we will choose obedience. But you know, the Lord is not going to force us to do His will. He's not going to force us. Now, as parents, when our children misbehave, we have an obligation as parents to teach our children obedience, don't we? You know that many times, and I know children reach an age where they make their own decisions, and that can bring a lot of heartache sometimes. But you know, when our children are younger and they are in the home, as parents, it is our responsibility to teach them obedience, because children that don't learn how to obey their parents normally don't learn how to obey God. In other words, if mom and dad let me get away with whatever I want to do, they take that same mentality into their service to God, and I can still be saved, I'm saved, but live however I want. So we as parents have a responsibility to teach obedience, but we are all free moral agents this morning. God is not going to force us to serve Him because He created us to make a choice. So what are we going to choose? Do you know there's a reason why if a child came with two wires, and they had two wires, and if they came up to the electric socket and started poking them in the electric socket, what would you do? Would you just sit there and watch them? Or would you say something? Maybe I don't want to know. But do you know, relatively speaking, you're going to tell the child, say, don't do that. And then what if the child sees obedience as a bad thing? Oh, they're telling me not to do that. Do you know obedience is not a bad thing? Obedience is a protection for us. So then we tell a child, don't stick wires in the electric socket because you're going to get shocked. Do you know that the Lord does not tell us to do things just because He's the boss? You know, I know growing up there were times we'd ask my dad, we'd ask the question, well, why do we need to do that? And he facetiously, a few times, and we knew it wasn't real, he said, because I'm the boss. Well, what does that have to do with it? What is the reasoning behind it? Do you know the Lord this morning does not tell us to do things just because He's the boss? Which means that when the Bible teaches us something or instructs us to do something or not do something, it is for a reason. It is for our protection. So obedience then to God's Word is not a bad thing. We are protected when we obey the Word of God. Young people and children, I know I mentioned a couple weeks ago, but I want to encourage you, keep your purity. Maintain your purity. Guard your affections. Guard where you go and what you do. And you may say, well, why does this matter if I go there? Why do I need to obey mom and dad? It's because they're protecting you. It's a protection to you from what might happen if you don't obey. It's not a bad thing. The Word of God teaches us the spirit to have. He teaches us how to deal with the inner man, to forgive, to love. Why? Because actually those things protect us. There are blessings in forgiveness. There are blessings in committing our way into the Lord. One of the things that people start getting, that the Scripture teaches for us to take care of the outward man as well. Why? Because it's glorifying to God. When we obey the Word, the Bible teaches modesty, does it not? And some say, well, why do that? I don't want to do that. But you realize it's a place of safety. It's a place of security. There's an obedience in those things. There's a blessing there this morning. And too many times the enemy is trying to warp our perspectives to make us think that, well, we have to do this and we can't do that and I don't want to give that up. Do you want a way of blessing this morning? Then Lord, help me to walk after You. And if You want me to go jump in the Cimarron River, if You want me to go jump in the Cimarron River, Lord, if that's what it's going to take, then Lord, I don't understand it. But if that's what it's going to take, I want to do it. Naaman found healing in obedience. He found healing in obedience. You all remember, and we won't take the time to read all these stories, but remember when King Saul was fixing to go into battle, and they needed a sacrifice offered before going into battle. And they were told, the prophet told them to wait. Wait. Don't offer the sacrifice. And when Samuel came, Saul had already offered the sacrifice. And Saul asked him, he said, what is this I hear, the bleeding of the sheep? You know, what do I hear? Well, in that case, too, they were told to destroy everything, remember? They were told to destroy everything. And so Saul thought, well, I'll keep some back for the Lord. That wasn't the issue of keeping back for the Lord. When God said destroy it, destroy it. And so when Samuel came, he said, the Lord hath the Lord as great of delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? Do we still believe that this morning? Obedience is better than sacrifice. We can say, Lord, I gave you that much money. Lord, I did this. Lord, I have done all of these things. The Lord is still saying this morning, obedience is better than sacrifice. If there are things in our life that God has put His finger on and said, I want you to give that to me, recognize if you will obey, there's a blessing. There's a blessing this morning. My words are so incapable this morning of communicating this thought. But there is blessing in obedience. And the devil is trying to trick so many people. It breaks my heart to see children and young people going astray, thinking they're going to find something better out in the world. But if you will recognize obedience to God's way is the way of peace, there's a way of victory there. You can go to bed at night and thank God that if the Lord comes back, I'm ready to go because the blood of Jesus has been applied. It's not because of my righteousness. It's not because what I have done, but it's because what the Lord has done in my life. And so I don't want there to be anything in my life that hinders my being ready to meet God. So Lord, yes, maybe I do have to give that up. And maybe this thing is hindering me, but Lord, by your strength, I want to go to my Gethsemane and I want to go to the cross because I want the resurrection. I want the blessing. I want to be healed of my leprosy. And some people look and they act helpless and they say, I'm a leper. I have needs in my life and I don't know what to do. Give me the answer. And the Lord has given us the answer. Do what you know God is calling for you to do. You may say, but that doesn't address this problem that I'm having in my life. You realize this morning, if I have a problem that I'm not obeying the Lord over here, I may be having a totally different problem in my life. And the answer is going back and taking care and being obedient to the things I know to do. Folks, how can we expect God to work in our life if there are areas that we're not willing to submit to Him in? And people struggle in tears before the Lord for years. Lord, I need you to minister to me. I need healing. I need a deliverance. Lord, I want you to do something. I want something great. I want the prophet to come and lay his hands on me and do something mighty that I can be healed. And the answer is maybe go to the Jordan River and wash. Go do what you know the Lord wants you to do. If there are things in your life that you've not been obedient to, open up your heart and embrace it that you can find the blessings that come from obedience. Noah. What do you think about Noah? Do you think he found blessings in obedience? And everybody else says, Noah, you're ridiculous. Has anybody ever told you all that? You don't have to live like that. That is ridiculous. Just, you don't have to live that strict. Strict? Who said it was strict? I'm living like I want to live. Why? Because I want to be obedient to God's word because I found it's a good way. I found it's a good way. So maybe you don't have to live just like I do, but folks, we're going to all be answerable to God. And people came to Noah and they mocked him. They made fun of him. Talk about peer pressure. But you know, there was one day it started to rain, and it had never rained before. I don't know if we understand, and we were all talking about this the other day, the cataclysmic effects of what happened during the flood. The heavens were opened up. The deep was opened up as never before. It wasn't just like the rain we had the other day when things started flooding. Our backyard started flooding. We had water pouring out of our backyard about this high, and the fence was serving as a dam, and it was just a pouring through it. Do you recognize that what happened in the days of Noah were nothing compared to what we've seen. And it had never happened before, but God said it. Folks, when God says something, He's going to do it. And when Jesus said, I'm going to come again, folks, He's coming again. And when Jesus said, when we were taught in the Scripture, that you must be born again, you must be born again. And when He said to walk in holiness and yield your life, your body as an instrument of holiness, He meant what He said. And if we choose not to obey, we're free moral agents, but recognize, if you want to be blessed, obey. Obedience is blessing, folks. There's blessings there. Not a bad word. It's a good thing. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be obedient. We need to start recognizing obedience is not broccoli, it's dessert. You understand, too many times we see that, well, I'll just say liver maybe. But you see obedience is something that just doesn't taste good. And I'm speaking personally, it makes me sick literally almost. But when we obey the Lord, it's not the cross, folks, it's a resurrection. There's a benefit. There's a blessing to it. Lord, help us this morning. Noah, what about Jericho? When God told the children of Israel, march around Jericho one time a day, but don't say a word. In the seventh day, march around it seven times and then shout with a great shout. And you know, they could have said, logically, that doesn't make sense. Have you ever heard that one? Logically, it doesn't make sense. Folks, I'm not interested in man's logic. I'm interested in God's way because He sees things I don't see. So if the Bible says it, then Lord, help me to obey. So they were obedient to the Lord, and what happened to those walls? They fell down. Do you know what that means for us this morning? It means if there are areas that you have walls in your life, if there are strongholds that you need a deliverance or a freedom from, what is the answer? The answer is in obedience. Do what God says. Humble your heart. Forgive. Commit your way unto the Lord. Be obedient and do the things He wants you to do, and you will start seeing strongholds broken down. Amen? Obedience. You want the walls to come down. We say, well, does obedience always bring blessing? What about Paul? You know, Paul had his head cut off. You say, well, look where that got him. He was beheaded. Let me read to you what he said to Timothy. He said, I have fought a good fight. He said, I have finished my course. Now, this doesn't sound like a man that's discouraged, does it? He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love His appearing. So what did his head being cut off, what blessing was there in that? He got a crown of life. He got to go to heaven. Do you realize this morning, this is not double talk. We are in a win-win situation when we obey the Lord. There are going to be times we obey the Lord and trouble is going to come, and we're going to say, Lord, I don't see a blessing. You know what I'm talking about? You do what the Lord said to do, and all of a sudden it seemed like the gates of hell were opened up. And it's, Lord, what's going on? I was trying to be obedient. And we start saying, Lord, is this really what you wanted? Did I do wrong? Did I do something? Do you realize this morning that when the gates of hell are opened up against us, when we're obedient, they will not prevail against us? The Lord, through time, is going to prove Himself. You may not see the blessing in obedience today, but if you will hold on, you're going to see the blessing down the road. So today you may just see the dirty water of the Jordan River. Today you may just see the walls of Jericho, but if you will be faithful and obedient, deliverance is coming. Deliverance will come, and one day you can look back and say, thank God I was obedient. Children, young people, thank God I listened to mom and dad, and I listened to what they taught me at church, and I was obedient to God, and it spared me so much grief. Oh, this morning I can say as I look back on my life, young people, children, I want to say to you, I am thankful that I gave my heart to the Lord at a young age. Because it spared me. It kept me from a lot of the grief and the sin that's out in the world. Obedience is not a bad thing. Obey your parents as in the Lord, young people. Listen to what your parents tell you and obey them and know that they have your best interest at heart. And there's a blessing and a reward that will come from it. So what is the motivation then in obedience, folks? The Lord's not here to twist your arm this morning. He's not there to twist our arm and say, you better do it. Because we read in the Old Testament about one of the kings, King Amaziah. And it said he did that which was right in the sight of God, but not with a perfect heart. In other words, he kept the letter of the law. Have we ever kept the letter of the law in something, but the spirit we didn't have that was right? It's kind of like if your parents come along and say, you need to do the dishes, and you stomp off to do the dishes, and you do, well, I'm obeying. You told me to do the dishes. You know what I'm saying? There's something missing in that, isn't there? Do you recognize that the blessing of obedience goes beyond following the letter of the law, so to speak? The blessing of obedience is in doing it with the right heart. And what is the heart? What should be our motivation for obeying the Lord this morning? Someone help me out. What is our motivation in obedience? Love. Do you know the crux and the foundation of why we should live like we do is all based on love? That, Lord, I'm doing this because I love you. And if I love you, I may have my Gethsemane, but I'm not going to go stomping down the hall because of it. But it's, Lord, I'm struggling. I don't want to give that up, but I need some help. Help me to consecrate, Lord. Help me to die out to myself because I know you want me to do this. But folks, it changes our perspective then when the Lord says, this is the way. You say, Lord, that's hard. And the Lord says, I know it is, but I'll give you grace to do it. And if you'll be faithful, there's a blessing. So, as Jesus taught us over in John 14, He said, if a man love me, he will do what? He'll keep my commandments. Why are we to be obedient? Because that's where the blessings are. It's where the peace is. It's where the anointing is. It's where the victory is. But it has to be because of a heart of love. And if I still love the world, it's going to come in conflict with my love for God. And I'm going to find in my life there are going to be areas that I'm still going the way of the world instead of God's way. And you know, that's not a real blessed place to be. But when I take my hands off and say, Lord, I've left all the world to follow Jesus, you will find that it is a good way. Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing, that's the Spirit. You're not being forced. You're not being held at gunpoint. He said, if you be willing, and obedient, ye shall what? Eat the good of the land, and therein is the blessing. If you will be willing this morning, and you will obey, and give this your whole heart, you will eat the good of the land. In closing, I'd like to read from Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people and walk in all of the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but they walked in the counsel and the imagination of their evil hearts, and they went backward and not forward. Folks, I don't want to go backward this morning. I don't want you to go backward. I've watched people in their walk with God getting closer and closer to God until they got to a place, it was decision time. Are you going to go all the way with God? And I've watched people go all the way with God and I saw the blessings. But I've also seen people reach that point and they begin to back off. And they ended up further away from God than they had ever been before. If you will walk in the ways that I have commanded you, it may be well to you. I would that it be well for us this morning. There are blessings in obedience. May God bless you.